Today we start to talk about the book, The Mind Nature and the Five Skandhas, and the reason why this book was written, because of the Mind Sutra that we talked about before. As far as remember that, from the Heart Sutra is telling us that the five skandhas are not real. They are not existed in this world. But in fact, we are living in this skandhas world. And we are having the skandhas body. So, as long as from the teaching, the Heart Sutra is telling us that we follow through in practicing to purify our mind. So from the Heart Sutras, we got that kind of Buddhist knowledge. But however, from this book relating to the mind and the skandhas, that we want to act a little bit more about the Buddhist information, in fact, to increasing our power in practicing for purification of our mind. So that is our intentions of writing this book. And now we got to explain it for this couple of classes, that we want to clarify that from the 9 references book, including the sutras and Abhidhamma, we really, that can't be helped for the deep understanding for the Heart Sutra. So, through these references, sutras and Abhidhammas, that including in our books, the mind and the five skandhas, that was what's called, that we're going to talk about it, and hoping this book can give the reader and the listeners a glance of flash in the basic Buddhist knowledge about the mind and the related meditation in practice. So in brief, we have to introduce what kind of the 9 reference sutras and Abhidhamma. The first one is the Duggagamma. Duggagamma in English is translated as the long agamas on connotation of cosmo metaphysis. And the second sutra is Sandinumokana. Sandi Namokana in English, it explained it as translated as the understanding of the ecosteric Vijnana. Vijnana is a Indian word. It can be explained or translated in English as the deep, profound consciousness. And the third sutra is called Sir Angama Sutra. Sir Angama Sutra in English, it can be translated as attainment of the great Buddhahood by Bodhisattva Paramita's perfection. Why it is translated in such kind of English terms? Because one have to practicing Buddhism parameters until they get the perfection to get the great Buddhahood. As long as the method it can tell us in the sutras, we can get the great Buddhahood. And the sutras is amazing, telling us about the mind and the skandhas world. And the fourth book and the fourth sutras is the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. The Mahaparinirvana Sutra can be explained in English as called the Great Nirvana Quiescence. Nirvana in English is the quiet, ultimate quiet quiescence state. The fifth book or the fifth sutra is called Mahavipuya Mandaya Paprota Sutra. In English, it's translated as the fulfilled Buddhi for the complete enlightenment. Why it is translated in such a term? Because fulfilled the Buddhi, that means one, when during the practice, have to save all the beings, and also as long as the rich, enlightened as a Buddha. As long as getting the omniscience in knowing everything, and omnipotent in doing everything. And the sixth Abhidhamma, the sixth book is the Abhidhamma Yogami Astra. Yogami Astra in English is called the mind observer, practiced relating realm. So a lot of methods in meditating or observing is coming from the Yogami Astra. So this book is very, very important relating to the Buddhist knowledge that taught in this Yogami Astra. And also coming from the seventh Abhidhamma book is the in English it's called the Eulogist Commentary on the Jnana Consciousness. In Indian words it's called Vijatrasiddhi Trisati Astaka. The eighth book or the eighth Abhidhamma book is the Vitragarsiddhi Astra. In English, it's called the relative commentary on Vigatrasati's Astraka. And coming to the final, the ninth Abhidhamma book is called Mahayana Panke Skandhas Astra. And in English it's called the Commentary on Mahabodhi Way of Teaching on the Five Skandhas. So what about the contents of this book? The Mind Nature and the Five Skandhas. And it is called, first of all, we have already talked about the reference books. And the second attachment for this book is the map of the cause and consequences are for the 12 nodings. And the third chapter is on interrelated causes on the 12 nadins. And the fourth chapter is on the 5 skandhas. And the fifth chapter is on the cell introspection. And the sixth chapter is the samadhi. That is the level of our meditations that are involved. The fifth chapter is all about the self introspection and all the information, all the Buddhist knowledge is coming from Dhammadiksanya school. That is Dhammadiksanya sect. Dhammadiksanya school in Buddhism is a very, very important school that teaching us about the mind, nature, or the mind consciousness regarding as Vijnana. Vijnana consciousness is a very important concept or knowledge that in Buddhism to telling us about our mind. So that including that or telling us about the mind that divided into two parts. There are two sectors within our mind according to our function. One is the initiator, that our mindset have to initiate something to observe. As long as with yet the function is inheritor. That inheritor with its functions as the thought generator or thinking or feeling that kind of sensation that generated in our mind. That means these two kinds of functions can be initiated or inherited within our mind. So, that kind of two functions can be interchangeable in the ways that we have to know about in case of observing our mind. So without that kind of knowledge, that we couldn't make an effort in meditation or making an effort in observing our mind or making our effort to elevate our power of observation. So it's a very, very important concept we have to know. So after we realize that kind of knowledge about our vagina consciousness within our mind, that we have to put it in practice in observing our mind or observing the world. So by using the method that taught by the Yogamigastra is telling us that there are so many methods that we can use, but in here in this book we aggregate about four types. First of all is the using our intent consciousness of our mind that relating with the body and feelings to detect and observe the mind flow of thinking and contemplation. And the second level or second steps, the or the methods that we used is the using the intent consciousness of the mind that relating to our body and feeling to detect and observe our mind flow of sensations and feelings. And the second step, or second levels of methods that we use is the using the intent consciousness of the mind-body-related feeling and intent consciousness of breathing in and out to detect and observe or realize the five skandhas is all about. And the final is the using the intense consciousness of the mind-body-related feeling and the intense consciousness of breathing in and out to detect and observe or realize the 12 nadanits. So as far as we know that and I can observe that, what is the 12 nadinas is all about, and what is the five skandhas is all about, we can try to free ourselves from the five skandhas as long as free ourselves from the 12 nadinas. That means we can free ourselves from the life and death. So the final chapter is the sixth chapters talking about the samadhi. The samadhi or samadhi is the absolute intent consciousness of lasting quiescence. And have to introduce the nine types of attended concentrations that from the Yogami Astra is telling us. So Yogami Astra is telling us that kind of nine kinds of attended concentrations. So we can use it in our practice in meditation. And the final chapters or sectors that within the sixth chapters of Samadhi is the nine levels of Samadhis. In the realms of Triloka. So within the realms of Triloka, we can reach the nine levels of Samadhi. So as far as we know that, there's nine levels of Samadhi within the Triloka realms that makes us in the real practice, in true meditation, apart from some sort of hallucination that will encounter when we are practicing. So that kind of Buddhist knowledge about the nine levels of samadhi in the realms of Triloka is so important to keep ourselves away from the derived wrong practiced in meditation.